Track 10, Final News Stories. Micah's story reminds us why Sanctuary exists. A tiny undernourished foal has been given a new start in life at a specialist care site near Newton Abbot. Micah arrived at the mare and foal sanctuary when she was just a few weeks old, following serious concerns for her welfare. She was in an unsafe environment and not receiving the essential milk she needed. She also had a heart murmur caused by abnormal blood flow through the heart. Micah is currently living at the sanctuary's Beech Trees site near Newton Abbot, where she's been given extra milk and nutrition. Since arriving, she's gained weight and is showing healthy development, although she's still so small that even a miniature Shetland head collar is too large for her. Beech Trees team member Jade says, "Micah is so calm and sweet. She was very shy when she arrived, but she's now coming out of her shell, being inquisitive and running around her field and exploring things." Micah spends her days with her new foal friend Luna. The pair love running, playing and exploring together and can often be seen stretched out in the long grass for a nap on warm days. Team member Georgina says, "We feel that Micah's story is a powerful reminder of why the sanctuary exists. It reveals the reality for some ponies living in difficult conditions and shows how, with the right care and support, they can leave those challenges behind and go on to live safe, happy lives. Micah will remain with her new herd until she reaches the natural weaning age of equines at around 1 year old. If her heart murmur resolves, which often happens with young foals, she could eventually be rehomed with one of the charity's sanctuary at home carers. She could also become part of its equine therapy program, supporting children or adults who may be struggling. For more information on the sanctuary's work, visit www.mareandfoal.org.
One of Britain's leading wildlife filmmakers is set to stage a free exhibition at Newton Abbot Museum. The Golden Age of Wildlife Filmmaking will feature a unique collection compiled by Andrew Cooper, whose professional career has spanned several decades and taken him to most corners of the globe. It will include personal stories, film memorabilia, paintings and other objects that record the craft of the BBC Natural History Unit filmmaking during the golden age of wildlife documentaries from 1980 to 2000. Artifacts which include draft scripts annotated by the legendary Sir David Attenborough. Born and brought up in Newton Abbot, Andrew has travelled to more than 70 countries to pursue his passion and continues to live in the area. Trained as a biologist, he became an award-winning television producer in the early years of the BBC Natural History Unit and has written several best-selling BBC books. Andrew said, "Wildlife and nature are still at the heart of my life. I'm so appreciative that my early passion for natural history led me to this fascinating and challenging career. Working with so many inspirational mentors, including Peter Scott and David Attenborough, put me at the centre of a flourishing team that shaped the course of wildlife filmmaking. I very much hope this exhibition might be a trigger for a new generation of filmmakers or conservationists to record and celebrate our amazing world. The exhibition runs from the 1st of August to the 1st of September and admission is free."
Crowd enjoys Choir 86's Ford Park concert. Music lovers gathered in a Newton Abbot Park this past weekend for another successful annual performance by Choir 86. Around 80 people enjoyed an afternoon of entertainment outside Our Pavilion Cafe in Ford Park. Among those attending were Newton Abbot MP Martin Wrigley, the Mayor of Newton Abbot, Councillor Louise Cook, and the Mayor of Kingstainton, Councillor Dave Ripping, who joined local residents for the popular community event. The overcast weather provided ideal conditions for an outdoor concert, allowing the audience to relax and enjoy the performance in comfort, says Councillor Mike Joyce, who was also in attendance. Visitors also made use of the refreshments available at our Pavilion Cafe throughout the afternoon. Choir 86 presented a varied programme that appealed to all ages and musical tastes. The audience was treated to a selection of well-known songs from stage musicals, including Les Miserables, Mary Poppins, Guys and Dolls, and productions by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Behind every performance lies months of rehearsals and careful planning by choir members and volunteers. Their dedication continues to ensure the annual concert remains a highlight of the local calendar.
Artist pays tribute to Bill Oddie. Artist and illustrator Laura Wall has paid tribute to naturalist and comedian Bill Oddie, whose death aged 85 has been announced. Bill, a member of the popular comedy trio The Goodies, was also a wildlife presenter and bird lover. 10 years ago, Bill agreed to narrate the character of Goose from Tynmouth-based Laura's book series. She said Bill would forever be the voice of Goose. She explained, "It was a special moment 10 years ago when Bill said yes to narrating my Goose audiobooks. I'll never forget meeting him. He had me in fits of laughter as he tried to get Goose's honk just right, and he did. It really was an honour for me, and I loved him reading my Goose stories. It makes me smile to think his voice will live on through my audiobooks and the stage show."
Spectacular Tynmouth dancer Nico Morell has been ranked 7th best in the world in junior solo acrobatic dance category. Nico, age 16, was representing England in the Dance World Cup, which took place in Dublin this month and attracted competitors from around 60 countries. He said, "I think I'm still processing it. It's definitely a big achievement, considering that acro isn't my main style. It's one of the ones I love, but it's not my chosen style." Nico's preferred categories are commercial and contemporary dance, but his dance school, which entered him for the competition, didn't have a suitable video to submit in time for the deadline. Next year, he plans to compete in commercial and contemporary categories of the World Dance Cup as well, and is hoping for a podium finish. As well as the support of his dance school, the Groovement Project in Plymouth, Nico was helped to reach the World Cup by the people of Tynmouth. In the run-up to the event, he and his mother Jodie launched a crowdfunder to pay the costs of taking part and raise more than £1,000 in donations from local residents. Jodie said, "We were so grateful. It was the local people that allowed him to get to the Dance World Cup. We couldn't have done it without them."
Students shine in Matilda musical performance. Performers at Teignbridge Primary School have been congratulated for a production of Roald Dahl's Matilda. King's Kurzweil C of E Primary School Drama Club's musical was hailed a big success. Wendy Williams, UKS2 and England Lead, said their fantastic performance, confidence and enthusiasm made it a truly memorable show. "Thank you to our dedicated staff, parents and carers for their support throughout rehearsals and performances." In the lead role of Matilda was Gracie Murray Collar, who was also awarded the Helen Foundation Award for Endeavour in the Arts. Wendy said this is a wonderful recognition of her hard work playing the lead role and for her dedication and commitment to drama club shows and choir events. The production was made possible through a funding contribution from the Helen's Foundation's Ella Phillip Memorial Fund.